This week's newsletter provides an update on compact block reconstruction discussions and relays a call to activate BRB3. Also included are our regular sections summarizing top questions and answers from the Bitcoin Stack Exchange, announcing new releases and release candidates, and describing notable changes to popular Bitcoin infrastructure projects, news, stats on compact block reconstructions updates. 0xb10c posted an update to Delving Bitcoin about his statistics around compact block reconstruction. See newsletters 315 and 339. 0xb10c provided three updates around his compact block reconstruction analysis. First, he began tracking the average size of requested transactions in kilobytes, in response to previous feedback by David Gumberg. Second, he updated one of his nodes to include the lower min relay fee settings from Bitcoin Core reference number 33106. After the update, he found that block reconstruction rates improved significantly for that node. He also saw an improvement in the average size of requested transactions in KB. He then switched his other nodes to run with the lowered min relay fee, which caused most of the nodes to have a higher reconstruction rate and to request less data from peers. He also mentions that, in hindsight, it would have been better not to have updated all the nodes and to have kept some on v20.9, which would have made it easier to compare between node versions and settings. Overall, lowering the min relay fee has improved his node's block reconstruction rates and lowered the amount of data requested from his peers. Motion to activate BRB3. Merch posted to the Bitcoin Dev mailing list a formal motion to activate BRB3, see newsletter 341. The goal of this improvement proposal is to provide new guidelines for preparing new BRP, thereby replacing the current BRP2 process. According to the author, the proposal, which has been in proposed status for more than 7 months, has no unaddressed objections and a growing list of contributors left an ACK on BRP 1820. Thus, following the procedure expressed by BRP2 for activating process BRP, he granted 4 weeks until 2.102.5.112-02 to evaluate the proposal, act the PR, or state concerns and raise objections. After that date, BRP3 will replace BRP2 as the BRP process. Some minor objections have been raised in the thread, mainly regarding the use of AI/LLM tools in the BRP submission process, see newsletter 378, which the author is currently addressing. We invite OpTech readers to familiarize themselves with the proposal and provide feedback. Selected Q and are from Bitcoin Stack Exchange. Bitcoin Stack Exchange is one of the first places OpTech contributors look for answers to their questions, or when we have a few spare moments to help curious or confused users. In this monthly feature, we highlight some of the top-voted questions and answers posted since our last update. First, do pruned nodes store witness inscriptions? Merch explains that pruned nodes retain all block data, including witness data, until older blocks are eventually discarded. He goes on to outline trade-offs of using OP return over the inscription scheme. Second, increasing probability of block hash collisions when difficulty is too high. Vojtech Estian ad notes the extreme unlikelihood of a block hash collision unless SHA-256 is broken, and goes on to explain why the hash of a block header serves as block identifiers. Third, what is the purpose of the initial 0x04 byte in all extended public and private keys? Pieter Wuel points out that these 0x04 prefixes are simply a coincidence based on their respective target base 50.8 encodings. Releases and release candidates. New releases and release candidates for popular Bitcoin infrastructure projects. Please consider upgrading to new releases or helping to test release candidates. First, LNDV 0.20.beta is a major release of this popular LN node implementation. It introduces multiple bug fixes, a new noob add HTLC type, support for P2TR fallback addresses on BOLT11 invoices, and many RPC and LNCL I additions and improvements. For more details, see the release notes. Second, Core Lightning v25.12 RC1 is a release candidate of a new version of this major LN node implementation. It adds BIP39 mnemonic seed phrases as the new backup method, improvements to XPay, the RScreen BIOS node RPC command to favor or disfavor all channels of a peer, the network events, subsystem to access information about peers, and experimental LSPS client and experimental LSPS, two service options for experimental JIT channel support. Notable code and documentation changes. Notable recent changes in Bitcoin Core, Core Lightning, Eclair, LDK, LND, Libsec 2, 150, 6K1, Hardware Wallet Interface, Rust Bitcoin, BTC Pay Server, BDK, Bitcoin Improvement Proposals, Lightning Bolts, Lightning Blips, Bitcoin Inquisition, and Binance. Bitcoin Core 33872 removes the previously deprecated Maxofantex startup option. See newsletter 364. Using it results in a startup failure. Bitcoin Core 33629 completes the cluster mempool implementation by partitioning the mempool into clusters that are limited to 101 kilobytes and 64 transactions each by default. Each cluster is linearized into fee-ordered chunks, which are sub-cluster fee rate sorted groupings, so that higher fee rate chunks are selected first for inclusion in a block template, and the lowest fee rate chunks are evicted first when the mempool is full. This PR removes the CPFP carve-out rule and the ancestor/descendant limits, and updates transaction relay to prioritize higher fee rate chunks. Finally, it updates the RBF rules by removing the restriction that replacements cannot introduce new unconfirmed inputs, changing the fee rate rule to require that the overall cluster fee rate diagram improves, and replacing the direct conflicts limit with a directly conflicting clusters limit. First, Core Lightning number 8677 improves the performance of large nodes considerably by limiting the number of RPC and plugin commands processed at once, reducing unnecessary database transactions for read-only commands, and restructuring database query is to handle millions of chain moves, channel moves, events more efficiently. The PR also introduces a filters option to RPC command or custom message hooks, enabling plugins like XPay, Commando, and ChainBackup to register for specific invocations only. Core Lightning number 8546 adds a withhold option, which by default is false, to fund channel complete. That option delays the broadcast of a channel funding transaction until sendpst is called or until the channel is closed. This lets LSP postpone opening a channel until a user provides enough money to pay the network fees. This feature is needed to enable the client trusts LSP mode in just-in-time channels. Core Lightning number 8682 changes how blinded paths are built. It now requires peers to have the option onion messages feature turned on, plus the option route blinding, even though the specification does not require the former. This fixes a problem where an LND node that does not have the feature on would fail to forward a Bolt 12 payment. LDK number 4197 stores the two most recent revoked commitment points in the channel manager. This lets it reply to a peer's channel, re-establish message after they reconnect. This avoids fetching the points from a potentially remote signer and pausing the state machine when the counterparty is at most one commitment height prior. If a peer presents a different state, the signer validates the commitment point, and LDK either crashes if the state is valid or false, closes the channel if it's invalid. For previous LDK updates to channel reestablish, see newsletters 330, 5, 370, 1, and 374. LDK 4002-134 adds the funding redeem script to channel details and the channel pending event, enabling LDK on-chain wallet to reconstruct the TX out of a channel and accurately estimate the fee rate when building a splice in transaction. LDK 4140.8 adds support for testnet 4 by updating the Rust Bitcoin dependency to version 0.32.4, see newsletter 320.4, and requiring that as the minimum supported version for the Lightning and Lightning invoice crates. *BDK hash sign 2027 adds a list ordered canonical TXS method to TX graph. It returns canonical transactions in topological order, where parent transactions always appear before their children. The existing list canonical TXS and try list canonical TXS methods are deprecated. They are replaced by the new ordered variant. See newsletters hash sign 335, hash sign 346, and #374 for previous canonicalization work on BDK. Want more? For more discussion about the topics mentioned in this newsletter, join us for the weekly Bitcoin Optech recap on riverside.fm at 17:30 UTC on December 2. The discussion is also recorded and will be available from our podcast's page.